Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Roots is on fire. Wayne Allen Root, there's no one else in this country with the balls to tell the truth like I do it. Nobody's got the balls to tell it on regular terrestrial radio. I hope you appreciate it. Here is my column that's coming out on Sunday. No one else does it in syndicated newspaper columns like I do. The title is, A Democrat U.S. Senator is a Communist. What's the GOP going to do about it? Guess what? There's no hiding it anymore. This is a communist takeover of the United States of America. I've been making this case 3 hours a day on my nationally syndicated radio show, arguing since the day Biden took over as president. Well, the proof is in. Nothing proves my case like the story of Democrat United States Senator Richard Blumenthal. You're not going to believe this one. It's all out in the open now. A United States senator thought it was fine and dandy to publicly cavort with the communist enemies of America. Should that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me. I believe many of our political, military, government, and media leaders are bribed and owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Remember the story of General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under President Trump? He admitted secretly calling Chinese military leaders and letting them know if President Trump decided to attack, he'd give them advance warning. Isn't that treason? Shouldn't this general have been arrested? Put into shackles and leg irons? Flown to Guantanamo? And put on trial for treason? If convicted, shouldn't General Milley be serving life in prison for treason against his country? Instead, the GOP said virtually nothing. And remarkably, this traitor, who's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party, is still sitting as America's highest-ranking general. Insanity. Well, U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, Connecticut, just did something equally treasonous, except he didn't even try and hide it. Senator Blumenthal openly attended a Communist Party event. And Senator Blumenthal wasn't merely attending, he was the star of the evening. He was the main speaker on the stage and actually handed out awards to the really best communists. Am I missing something? Is communism not the enemy of the United States of America? Isn't the goal of communism to destroy America? Isn't communism dedicated to destroying freedom? Don't communists believe in violence, murder, torture, starvation, imprisonment, censorship, propaganda, and brainwashing of their citizens? Don't communists want to make us all serfs and slaves to a communist dictator who decides who deserves to live and die? Have we not learned from history? Communists murdered just under 100 million innocent human beings in the 20th century. How many millions more starved to death? How many hundreds of millions were arrested, tortured, sent to prison camps, and had their homes, businesses, and assets stolen by communist governments? Yet we have a Democrat United States senator who thinks it's okay to publicly celebrate communism. Is he celebrating mass murder and starvation of citizens? Does he want to send conservatives to hard labor camps? Is that what he wants for America? He must. He was there to celebrate how great communism is. This was a celebration of the 102nd anniversary of the Connecticut Communist Party, or the Communist Party of Connecticut. Let me ask you a question. If America was invaded tomorrow by a communist army, like, say, China? Wouldn't we fight to the death to defend our homeland from the communist invaders? Or would we welcome them with open arms? If the answer is, of course, we'd kill any communist invaders trying to destroy America, why would we allow U.S. senators to sit in our Senate while endorsing the same communist agenda to destroy America from within? Blumenthal is a traitor. But wait, I have one more crucial question. Didn't Democrats claim Trump was a secret KKK white supremacist? Can you imagine if Trump had publicly attended a KKK meeting? What if it was a celebration of the history of the KKK in America? What if Trump had not just attended the KKK meeting, but actually spoke from the stage and then handed out awards to KKK members? That's exactly what Blumenthal did. He laid down with sworn enemies of America, capitalism, and freedom openly. Why hasn't the GOP leadership in Congress demanded that Blumenthal, A, be stripped of all his committees, B, resign immediately, C, start impeachment proceedings? I assume you can impeach a U.S. senator, right? Someone should look that up while I'm talking. And or D, demand his indictment for treason. Because if the shoe was on the other foot, and Trump or any Republican senator spoke at a KKK event, their career would be over. They'd be tarred and feathered by the media, chased from D.C. on a third rail, branded as traitors and domestic terrorists, and I'm betting, soon after, indicted by the Democrat-owned DOJ for treason. Does the GOP have any balls? Does the GOP have a pulse? Or is it a party of go-along-to-get-along cowards? We're all waiting and watching. Because if they do nothing and say nothing about this tragic, treasonous story, if we can't or won't use this story to paint Democrats as the communists they are, then we have no chance to stop this communist takeover of America. Then we have already lost the battle for the soul of America. That's my column that's coming out in newspapers around the country. A Democrat U.S. senator is a communist. What's the GOP going to do about it? And it's no surprise, three-quarters of all the Democrats in the House and the Senate are absolute communists. Absolute communists. But here's one that's openly admitting it. Now, of course, he would deny it. You know, we have a lot of communist, a lot of Connecticut affiliates. I think we've got like six stations in Connecticut, including WJJF, my great buddy Lee Elsie, who run my show. And I'm sure if you asked Blumenthal, he would deny that makes him a communist. Well, what would you say about Trump attending a KKK meeting and being the main speaker and getting out awards? Would you allow him to say, oh, I just attended it. I was a speaker. That doesn't mean I'm one of them. Really? You're the speaker and you're handing out awards at a communist event celebrating communism? What's communism if not murder of your own citizens? What's communism if not starvation of your own citizens? Don't let them get away with that, Connecticut. Anyone listening, my Connecticut affiliates out there, do not let Blumenthal get away with this. Because if Trump didn't, that was the best point in my whole column. If Trump goes to a KKK meeting or some sort of white supremacist meeting, and he's the speaker and he hands out awards, you know, a smiling and shaking hands on the stage and hugging true communists, and Trump does it with true KKK. And I dare someone to tell me the difference between the KKK and communists. They're all terrorists. They're all extremists. They all hate America. It's just a tragedy that we allow this to go on. By the way, Chris, my board op and producer, Chris O'Sullivan, sent me a list of United States senators expelled or censured. So I guess the word impeached isn't the right word, but expelled. This is distinct from the power over impeachment trials and convictions that the Senate has over executive and judicial federal offices. So they can expel any member by a two-thirds vote, not impeach, expel. So it's the same exact thing, but it's a different word. So I'll go change that in my article. They should be starting the proceedings to expel him from the United States Senate. And no sooner that I finish this reading you this article, what comes across my desktop? Amazon killed one of its most popular features because China's Communist Party demanded it. Amazon stopped offering customer ratings and reviews of books sold in China at the request of the Chinese Communist Party, according to a Reuters investigation. The Chinese government ordered, isn't that an interesting word? Ordered Amazon to stop allowing customers to review books following less than perfect ratings of a collection of President Xi Jinping's writings. Can you imagine? Cited two people familiar with the matter. Amazon partnered with a state-owned firm called China International Book Trading Group and created a portal, which it called China Books, that promotes Chinese Communist Party material and forbids negative reviews. So, just like I say, media, social media, politics, government, they're all owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. You know, on to the topic that I never let go of, like a pit bull with a bone. I never let go, or a bulldog with a bone, or a bull in a China shop. It's funny because, you know, the guy who I think is the most like me is Trump. Trump's a bull in a China shop, and Trump never lets go of a bone like a bulldog or a pit bull. But he loves the vaccines. And I know the vaccines are killing hundreds of thousands and eventually millions of Americans. 95% of the players are vaccinated in the NFL, and the NFL has postponed three games over 100 players testing positive for COVID. And this is going on all over the United States. Everywhere there are people that are vaccinated, they're testing positive for COVID. And don't believe the lies that they test positive, but they're much less likely to be hospitalized and die. Just not true. The lies from this administration are almost as bad as the Soviet Union or the Chinese Communist Party. It is just pure fraud. This is the pandemic of the vaccinated, not the pandemic of the unvaccinated, because they count you as unvaccinated when you die of COVID or you die from the vaccine. As long as it's within a certain amount of time, they count you as unvaccinated. They're killing you and they're claiming someone else did it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support,
support and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
What does it...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Certain things in life are truly unbelievable, unimaginable. And you can see them coming. First of all, it's very clear that the vaccinated are spreading COVID, and the vaccinated are dying from the COVID vaccine, and the vaccinated are dying from COVID after getting the COVID vaccine because it weakens your immune system, and they're dropping like crazy, and everyone's a witness. I've been talking about this for months and months and months on the show, and it's happening. You can see in the facts that it's happening, and yet you know that we, the unvaccinated, are being set up to take the fall. You know, the CDC is predicting 15,000 a week are going to die starting around Christmas from the new kind of COVID Omicron. First of all, as far as I know, okay, and I'm not a doctor or scientist, so I won't swear to you that new Omicron will automatically be mild and the CDC is wrong. I don't know how many are going to die. My guess is because South Africa is saying that Omicron is spreading to everyone there very quickly. It's highly contagious, but no one's dying, and hospital rates are dropping dramatically and deaths dropping dramatically. So why would we have so many dead in America? And the answer is they don't give them the vaccines in South Africa or the rest of Africa. They all take hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin over the counter. Same thing in Mexico. I have so many fans who keep emailing me saying, Wayne, if you need ivermectin, all you have to do is walk across the border to Mexico and you buy it at any drugstore for $18. That's why Mexico doesn't have this horrible problem with COVID that we do. Our country has more death. Everyone's got COVID because everybody gets the flu. There's lots of flu in Mexico, therefore lots of COVID in Mexico. But there isn't as much death as America. There isn't as much hospitalization as America because they all know to go over the counter and just get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. It's that simple.
But it's just unimaginable. If 15,000 a week start to die, as the CDC claims, through Christmas, then you know they're going to lock the country down. And that's what I predicted from day one, was part of their plan to destroy capitalism. They tried to do it the first time, but Trump was president, and he wouldn't let them lock the whole country automatically. He said each state can decide what they want to do, and most states locked down, but most for, you know, the blue states locked down for long periods of time and killed every business in their state. But the red states didn't. They opened back up quickly, or in a couple cases never closed. South Dakota never closed. Just barely Florida closed, just for a very short time. And then Florida reopened everything quickly. And Texas, same thing. And so, for the most part, the red states remained intact, but the blue states killed all their businesses, killed capitalism. But if you did it again, and this time with Biden as president, he'll try and declare a national lockdown. And, of course, we got to take that to the Supreme Court. But I don't trust anything the Supreme Court does. You can't trust them as far as you can spit at them. You can't trust John Roberts. John Roberts is probably 70% conservative votes. But on all the key issues that count, the ones that change America forever, he votes liberal because I believe he's blackmailed. I believe they got him. They know he did something wrong. They listen to every phone call. They watch every email. They watch every text. They listen to every tweet. They know everything you do. And so, of course, they're focusing on a Supreme Court justice because he's the difference between, you know, liberals or conservatives controlling this country. So he has been, in my opinion, blackmailed from the first day that he voted for Obamacare after changing his vote, after first voting against Obamacare and killing it. He changed his mind, had them stop the printing of the decision, and then wrote a different majority decision and asked them to reprint again, throw all the others in the garbage, and print the new decision. Who ever heard of something like that? This guy, they got to him, and every time there's an important issue, they get to him. Once or twice a year, he votes with the liberals on issues that will destroy us and destroy America for the rest of all time. And on all the rest, he's allowed to kind of vote any way he wants. That's usually conservative. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, Justice John Roberts is blackmailed. And so they know what they can get away with or not. So I don't know if even the Supreme Court will stop a lockdown. But I know that a president of the United States has no right in a states' rights country, 10th Amendment, no right at all to demand the whole nation be locked down. But it doesn't matter. I'm in a blue state, Nevada, right? It's a red state, but it's corrupt, and it's run by blue state governor and blue state legislature because they cheat and they lie and they steal and they rig elections. So Nevada will shut down. The Vegas Strip will shut down. And our businesses will all be damaged or destroyed again, second time in 2 years, and nobody will recover. And that's what's coming. I called it. I knew it. And they're going to try and blame the unvaccinated when in reality it's all the vaccinated. That's who's sick. They just call them unvaccinated. If they've only got their shot a month ago, they're considered unvaccinated, even though they're dying from the shot. Patriot VPN is the sponsor of this segment of the show. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. They use military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices, your data, your internet privacy, where you go, your history on the internet, all protected and secure anywhere in the world. Contact them, patriotvpn.com, patriotvpn.com. They have plans starting at only $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR for Wayne Allyn and get 3 months free. patriotvpn.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration has a new strategy to keep children in the classroom using increased COVID-19 testing. In the face of many school districts going virtual to avoid spreading the Omicron variant, the move will use a test-to-stay approach. Previously, unvaccinated students who had close contact with a peer who was COVID-19 positive were required to quarantine. The defense for Kim Potter, the ex-Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter, rest. Potter claimed she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead when he resisted arrest. While testifying, Potter broke down on the stand.
I was very distraught. I just shot somebody. I've never done that.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You know, I've taught you all that there are these great websites like Gateway Pundit and Breitbart and Liberty, Daily Liberty, Liberty Daily. Is it Liberty Daily? And then there's and Zero. Right? And Drudge Report, every headline is death. The world is ending. We're locking down again. Britain is locking down for Christmas. The cover of the Sun in Britain is it's beginning to look a lock like Christmas. A lock, L-O-C-K. And then it says wave warning, panic returns, New York cases hit new pandemic high, UK rocked. It's the most incredible, scary you know what, you've ever seen in your life. And it's because liberals want to scare you to death over what? The flu? A milder flu? This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you like the things I say, you're going to love my video podcast, which is up right now at root4america.com. Every Friday, I do my best of weekend podcast. I call it America's Top 10, like Casey Kasem. America's Top 40-Bit Music Hits. I do America's Top 10 Stories That Every Conservative Needs to Know, usually shocking, controversial stories. And I do it on audio, and I do it on video. The video's up now at rootforamerica.com, and the audio will be up, Chris, what, in a couple hours or the minute the show's over? When's the audio go up? 1 minute after the show's over, you can find the audio, my daily audio podcast, available for download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Spreaker. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root is called. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. But the video one is called America's Top 10. And I'm very proud of today's. I think it's the best one I've ever done. All right, we've got a guest here, Dr. James Driscoll. He's a PhD, author of a new book, The Devil and Dr. Fauci. First of all, Dr. James Driscoll, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you, Wayne.
And before we get to my book, I want to know what you think about what I opened this segment with, that the cover of the Drudge Report is like, death, death, we're all going to die. We're locking down for Christmas. The world's going to shut down. The pandemic is back. We're all dead. I mean, when you hear this stuff, what do you think?
I think a kind of mass mania has swept the globe. It's just that the responses to this virus have been unbelievably irrational. And it's really disconcerting because the virus is a small thing. If we behave this badly, if we should actually have a really serious threat.
Hey James, do me one favor. Dr. James, do me one favor. Just back off the mic just a little bit because you're popping your peas into the phone because you're probably speaking a little too close. Just want to make sure. Just sit back a little bit, okay?
Is that better?
The peas are still popping, but, you know, sometimes cell phones do that. We'll make it work. That's good enough. But you're a psychologist, basically. I mean, you've got a PhD, so you understand psychology is what I'm trying to say. Isn't this mass hysteria inducement? They're trying to make the entire world buckle under to government control and get a vaccine and wear a mask all day because they're trying to scare you into doing it.
That's true. And the strange thing is that I was an AIDS activist for a long time, leading Republican AIDS activist. And during that epidemic, we looked at vaccines. We tried to get a vaccine. We still haven't gotten an AIDS vaccine. That was what Fauci wanted above all. But we also worked for treatments. And when Fauci and FDA delayed the treatments, we demonstrated in front of FDA, in front of the courthouses, various places, and so on. We raised hell, and they got the treatments through and done. And that's been saving lives by the probably hundreds of thousands globally per year, every year since 1996. One of the really astounding things about this epidemic is that a total focus on vaccines almost no interest on developing treatments, and yet there are treatments there.
By the way, Doc, you would know this, but I wrote a column a couple of weeks ago, and it went viral all over the United States, and a lot of people were commenting on it, and it was, I got COVID, and I beat it in 48 hours with ivermectin. I wrote that column. You know, I just got married a month ago, and a few weeks before the wedding, I got COVID. It could have canceled my whole wedding, but I beat it in 48 hours, and I turned it into a mild cold. It was nothing. You know, the minute I felt bad symptoms, I took ivermectin, and it was gone. So why would the government discourage people, or worse, ban people, or slander ivermectin? What would be their motive to do that?
Well, the motive, I think, is probably that they want to develop vaccines, and that the vaccines held great profit for them. And this is where Fauci wanted to take his research. Now, they may have worse motives beyond that, conspiratorial things about, expanding control of the entire population. I'm not sure how much I credit that, but I do know that they've made a great deal of money. For example,
right,
the market cap of Moderna went from $8 billion to $180 billion.
Wow.
Pfizer, there were something like 30 new billionaires that have been produced by these vaccines.
You know, I don't know. You know, sometimes you say things. I don't mean you. I mean me, anybody. But I mean, I say things, and I don't know if there's any way to ever prove it. But if only I could get them sitting down with a lie detector test and ask them if they are injecting with the vaccine their children. I'd love to know, with all the big shot billionaires that have been created at Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca, if they're giving the vaccines to their children, and if they took the vaccines, and if they let their mothers and fathers take it, and their brothers and sisters. I'd love to ask the same question of every member of Congress and every member of the U.S. Senate. You know, just because they're demanding we take it, I'll bet they're not taking it, allowing their children to take it. They're whispering, no, that's for the little people. It's really very strange. I don't believe these people are taking the vaccine. I certainly don't think they're letting their kids take the vaccine. I mean, you do agree, Dr. Driscoll, that's the most obvious danger. Even if you like the vaccines, nobody should let a child take this vaccine. There's no reason in the world.
No. There's no justification for anyone probably under 30 taking the vaccine, unless they're obese or diabetes or one of those conditions. And while we don't know what those executives are doing personally, we do know that people who work for the companies and people who work in hospitals and in the medical sphere and so on are as resistant to taking the vaccine as the rest of the population. But they are in a better position to know the dangers of the vaccine.
Right. And there are lots of dangers, and we could see it in the VAERS report. I don't need to tell you anything, make up anything. I don't have to imagine anything. I mean, the VAERS report lays out a lot of people have died, a lot of people have been injured by the vaccines, and even if not everyone on that list turns out to be correct, it's still more than all the vaccines in the history of America combined. Something is wrong. It's not good for you. Not everybody should be taking this vaccine. As the mildest thing I could say, not everybody should take it. I personally think it's crazy to take it at this point. You don't know what it's going to do to you a year down the line or 2 years down the line. We know ivermectin works. We know hydroxychloroquine works. We know vitamin D works to reduce deaths by dramatic numbers. I think it's 80% less death in places where people have high levels of vitamin D. Explain Dr. James Driscoll, who has a new book out. You're the author of The Devil and Dr. Fauci. Explain the drug testing and licensing of all, you know, in general drugs, and how it differs from what they did with this specific vaccine.
Well, it's not that different because, generally speaking, it's slow, although they speeded this vaccine up. And it was a decision was made early on the part of Trump, I presume, to turn this over to Fauci, FDA, and so on.
CDC.
It would take 3 years to develop the vaccine. Trump rushed it. He rushed Regeneron, which was a good thing. Well, what he should have done is really exercise his executive power and put together a kind of Manhattan Project to test everything out there, all the things that the drug companies have in their catalog, ivermectin and so on, not put it in the hands of Fauci and the FDA,
right,
but found the best scientists, people like those who signed the Great Barrington Declaration, like Dr. Bhattachary and Koldorf and so on, and had them run all the trials on all these different approaches that we have for defeating the virus. Instead, it was essentially turned over to Fauci, Burks, Redfield, and the FDA.
And they're all tied in with the big pharma. And, you know, I've never been against big pharma, but in this one case, this was about greed. They all wanted to get rich, and they said, let everything else be damned. We're going to make billions of dollars. Hey, Dr. James Driscoll, we got to run. Author of the new book, The Devil and Dr. Fauci. The Devil and Dr. Fauci, Dr. James Driscoll, Ph.D. Dr. Driscoll, Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Wayne, and Merry Christmas.
All right, Wayne on the route. We get back. So much more to tell you. By the way, the famous CDC today out with the fact that you should be careful and not take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Does that give you a lot of confidence about all the others? What a joke. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great everywhere I go. People tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't you take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
What does it mean?
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, is with you. Quite a few emails and texts from friends and fans who listen to the show who are all telling me that it's pretty easy to expel a United States senator as opposed to the impeachment of a United States president. Impeachment, obviously, is a very hard thing to do, but the Senate has the power to expel a member, and expelling a U.S. senator is easier than impeaching a president. So just something to note when you talk about a Blumenthal, Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Although, you know, look, I know when I write these things, it's never going to happen. Never. As a matter of fact, the way you expel a senator is you need two-thirds of the votes of the U.S. Senate. Well, you can't get them when Democrats are all a bunch of communists and they control, 50 out of the 100 votes of the U.S. Senate. So you're never going to expel Blumenthal. And Republicans are ballless. They're a bunch of yellow-livered cowards, and a bunch of lilies and pussy cats, and they're never going to do it. I just write these things to tell you how I feel and how I think you feel, and to embarrass the Republicans into maybe doing something, but they're just milquetoast losers. You know, it's just like with Milley? I think it was pronounced Milley or Miley, I don't know. General Miley? I'm sure it's Miley, not Milley? General Miley is what I'm hearing. General Miley. Like, five Republicans spoke out in the entire Congress, and they all said that he should resign. Not one of them said he should be sent to Guantanamo and put on trial for treason. The man went behind the president's back and went to China and spoke to his counterpart in the Chinese military and told him, basically, I'm on your team. And if this crazy man Trump tries to bomb you, I'll give you advance notice. If that isn't treason to the United States of America, I don't know what is. He shouldn't have just been asked to resign. That's a milquetoast thing. But the Republicans about it. I never seen people like this. Why couldn't you say he's a traitor? What he did is disgusting. He's Benedict Arnold. And by the way, I've studied history and I've mentioned this on the show. I like Benedict Arnold. Up until one stupid act at the very end of his career, he was the greatest fighting general of the entire American Revolution. And he was the reason we got that far and survived in a 7-year war with the British, outmanned, outgunned, outsmarted.
out-soldiered was really all of his underdog victories. He was the greatest Benjamin Arnold ever. And he grew bitter that people did not reward him for how great he did, and eventually married a beautiful British girl whose family had sympathies with the Brits, and they convinced him to turn on the United States, and he made the one bad decision of his life, and it ruined his name forever. If he doesn't do that, there are statues all across America for General Benedict Arnold, the greatest fighting general in America's history. And instead, he's completely ruined, and he goes down in history as being a horrible guy. So I say that about General Miley or Milley or whatever the hell his name is, knowing that I actually like Benedict Arnold. You, sir, are not Benedict Arnold. I knew Benedict Arnold, and you're no Benedict Arnold. He was not a traitor till the end. You're just one big traitor owned by the Chinese communists. That's what you are. General Miley is a traitor communist. And so is Blumenthal. And these people should be run out of town. And instead, keep their jobs. And I thought the most important point I made in the entire commentary, which if you didn't hear it in the first hour, I'm going to read it to begin hour number two as well. And I'm telling you, the important point is that if Trump had done something like that, if Trump had done something like that, as in spoken at a KKK or some sort of event that appeared to be a white supremacist event and handed out awards to the best KKK members in the room, that would be the end of his career. It would be a media firestorm. It would be a country firestorm. And the people would demand he leave office, and that would be the end of Trump. And you're letting a senator get away with this? And all my people in Connecticut, I've got almost as many fans in Connecticut as Las Vegas. You know, I've got a real East Coast flagship in Connecticut, WJGF and all their sister stations, running up and down the 95 and all the way into Suffolk and Nassau County, New York, on Long Island. If you're in Connecticut and you're listening right now, you got to run this guy out of town. He's a communist. That's not a minor thing to call somebody. A U.S. senator can't be a communist. That's an enemy of the American people. If I have this wrong, then I guess I don't understand America anymore. How could a communist not be an enemy of America? How are you not a traitor if you're a communist? How is that possible when communism stands for the end of America, the destruction of America, the end of democracy, the end of freedom, the end of capitalism? If you stand for that, you're not an American. You can't be a U.S. senator. He's a communist traitor, Blumenthal. All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Keep the music low. There we go. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, zinc sulfate, reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. The guy is a genius. The guy is out to save people's lives. He's a board-certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And now he's developed Z-Stack, which is all natural. It is vitamins, no drugs. One capsule gives you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin, the all-important four, the big four. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system, maximize your immune function. It's a science-based formula. Z-Stack is GMP-certified, made in the USA. Just go to my website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right at the top, you'll see Z-Stack. rootforamerica.com. Get your Z-Stack.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.